and you're with me, Sam Barron, on 2SCR on the Daily. It's about 10:45. The age of social media has allowed us to be whoever we want in many ways. It's created a space for people to express their true selves, but it has also created a space for the catfish, a person who creates a false online identity in order to scam other individuals. Often these people are dismissed with contempt, but a new study conducted by the School of Psychology at the University of Queensland aims to uncover the psychology of catfishers by surveying the scammers themselves. To discuss the psychology of catfish scammers, I'm joined now by one of the researchers conducting the study, Senior Lecturer Dr. Eric Van Man. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Very well. Thank you.
So what drew you to study these individuals, these catfish scammers?
Well, we in our lab, we actually are interested in all sorts of anonymous behaviors that people do on the internet. And one of my students, Samantha Lomonico, was interested in the catfish phenomenon because she's a fan of the TV show. So that just led us to start looking at that and realizing there wasn't much academic research on people who catfish.
And so in your study, what have you noted about types of people who run these scams?
We've found that a chunk of them are actually just lonely people, people who are just seeking out contact with another person. That's why they're involved with it. So there's no real malicious intent of trying to, you know, like scam them out of money or anything. It's just more about their loneliness is being met somehow by doing this.
So is it sort of like they're like sort of sympathetic sort of figures in a sense, in that, you know, like they're not really looking to harm other people, but really just to find a connection for themselves?
That seems to be, maybe 40-50% of them. Mm-hmm. We've had other people who were just trying to use it as a sort of a fantasy outlet where maybe they wanted to try out being another kind of person that they're not, and they wanted to see what that was like. So they, for instance, we had a couple people who changed their gender when they catfished, so they mm-hmm. could see what it's like to maybe have a romance with somebody who's of the same gender.
Mm-hmm. And so in the sense, like the false identity, why is a false identity, you know, you said that the gender thing there, but, you know, why is a false identity so important to that?
I think it's just so that they can leave themselves. Like a lot of people mention escaping from their reality mm-hmm. of whatever they are, like people who think that they're unattractive, and so they can go ahead and present themselves as being an attractive person or whatever to kind of get that kind of attention that they don't normally get.
Now, you said 40-50% are that, you know, sort of these lonely people. What are the other, you know, percentage composed of?
Oh, I think it, like I was saying, maybe about 20% of them are people who are just exploring the fantasy element of mm-hmm. it. And then the other bits and pieces are just people who seem to have just lots of various reasons. We found, for instance, that a group of these people never meant to catfish. They started out someplace on a forum where they had to fake who they were because they were maybe not old enough to be in the mm-hmm. forum or whatever. And so then they just develop naturally a relationship with somebody else in that context and then never reveal who they really are to the other person.
That's really interesting. And catfishing, obviously, in its current form or what we're talking about here, is unique to the sort of internet era. But is there a sort of pre-internet analog to it?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. It's kind of going back to some of that stuff we were interested in anonymity, where there are actually people who've done pen pals and that kind of thing where they didn't actually have their identity. We know about some cases like that, but of course it would have been much more difficult to make that initial contact with somebody if you're having to write a letter and post it and all that kind of stuff.
Now, if these people are going online and sort of anonymous and being, you know, seeking anonymity, how have you gone in terms of recruiting people to talk to you about their experiences?
Yeah, Samantha was really good at this. She actually found an online forum of catfish who were sort of commiserating or sharing their experiences with one another. And so she had to kind of develop some trust with them to get them to come participate in our research.
That's really weird then that they have like these community of people who are feeling lonely and disconnected. And then, of course, you know, the internet allows them to have, are they genuine on the catfish forum with each other? Or are they still using fake identities?
We think that they are. They're all using anonymous identities in this forum anyway. But they seem to be pretty genuine. They tell us about things like some of them have done it 8 or 9 times. And they always have to quit whenever they think that they're about to be exposed by the other person. So they quit and then they go ahead and start it up again with somebody else. So they share these kind of tips and experiences and even their guilt about doing it with each other.
have you looked at all into the sort of effects that catfishing has on other people? Like, have there been in terms of, you know, like effects of their posing as somebody else in terms of, you know, positive or negative effects on other people?
Well, you know, that's actually what we were originally hoping to do, is find the catfish and their victims. And mm-hmm. we've had a hard time finding victims. Mm. Partly it's because maybe about half the time we don't think the victims even know that they were catfished. Like, it just, what happens is in this relationship, suddenly the person ghosts them. They just disappear.
Yeah, and that happens all the time.
And they have no idea that there was a catfish thing going on. The other thing is the people who do know they're catfished, maybe about half of those people don't want to admit it. Like, they're just sort of ashamed of being tricked. Mm. So we did find a small number of people, and a lot of them were upset about it. Some of them have become friends with their catfish after it was all exposed, and so everything's fine now. In fact, that's what happened in that original documentary on catfish by Neve Schulman, is that once he exposed the catfish, they became friends. So I guess there could be a positive side to it in the end.
And you've only interviewed 27 people as part of your research so far, which is, you know, quite a small sample size. How can you be sure that, you know, these responses are sort of, you know, reflective of larger, you know, communities of people who catfish?
Yeah, so that was that 27 was just our first foray into it, and now we're running a bigger study.
Right.
And we're up to about 45 people now, that are 45 new people in addition to those original 27. So we're hoping to get into the hundreds, and part of the reason why we're doing this media exposure about the study right now is we're hoping to find more catfish.
Right.
It's really
so
hard to
hear
actually
about
find
it.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
So what are you hoping to go, you know, where are you hoping to go with this research? Once you've started down this track, do you have sort of more ideas that are coming up as a result of it?
Yeah, right now we'd like to just find more. We're actually asking the people who are catfished to fill out some personality questionnaires. Mm-hmm. We suspect that they're not, like, some people might say, well, these must be deceptive, malicious, sadistic type of people. And one of the hypotheses we have is that they're probably not at all.
Yeah, as
they're
with
probably
a lot
fairly
of these
normal.
Things.
Yeah, they might be socially anxious or lonely, but we don't think it's going to be that they're that kind of vicious person. So that's the first kind of big thing we're trying to do right now, just establish the personality profile of these people. Mm-hmm.
So, Eric, if people, our listeners, any of our listeners maybe have catfished or you know, have, you know, intended to catfish in the past, where would they go to kind of, you know, anonymously contribute to your study?
Yeah, we have a URL that will take you right to the study.
Mm-hmm.
It's tinyurl.com slash catfish study.
Catfish study. All right. I'll direct people to it on our website as well, so that if, you know, if anyone wants to help you with your research. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it sounds really interesting, and I hope to learn more about, now when you do a bigger study, maybe some more results coming out of that. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
For
Thank
joining
you.
Us. Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that was Dr. Eric Vanman, a senior lecturer in the School of Psychology at the University of Queensland. And if you or anyone you know has catfished someone before, posed with a fake online identity for whatever reason, you can be a part of this study and contribute safely and anonymously to Dr. Eric Vanman's study there. If you go to tinyurl.com/catfish study, or I'm sure if you search around on the internet, catfish study, and, you know, Dr. Eric Vanman, you'll find it yourself. It'll be on our website, 2SER.com/thedaily. We'll have a link there for you as well, along with a copy of this interview.